Habemus Papam.
We have a Pope. The traditional Latin announcement came early in the evening of this second day of the papal conclave.
And the man chosen by his fellow cardinals of the church?
Cardinale Ratzinger.
Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who chose the name Benedict XVI. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The new pope addressed the crowd assembled in St. Peter's Square.
Dopo il grande Papa Giovanni Paolo II.
He began after the great Pope John Paul II, and his mention of the pontiff whom he had served and now will succeed as Pope Benedict XVI drew cheers and applause from the crowd.
I signori cardinali hanno eletto me, un semplice, umile lavoratore nella vigna del Signore.
The cardinals, he said, have elected me, a simple, humble worker in the Lord's vineyard. The new pope continued, I am comforted by the fact that the Lord knows how to work and act even with insufficient instruments.
Mi consola il fatto che il Signore sa lavorare e agire anche con strumenti insufficienti, e soprattutto mi affido alle vostre preghiere.
And above all, the new pope said, I entrust myself to your prayers. With the joy of the risen Lord and confidence in his constant help, we will go forward. The Lord will help us, and Mary, his most holy mother, will be alongside us. Thank you.
Grazie.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli joins us from Rome. Silvia, a German pope, a man who begins his pontificate at the age of 78. What more can you tell us about Cardinal Ratzinger?
Well, the new pope was John Paul's closest aide, his enforcer of theological orthodoxy. It's not likely that he'll change anything in the field of doctrine and theology. He was known colloquially as Panzer Cardinal, or Mr. No. He said no to many dissident theologians, no to women priests, no to married priests, and no to gay marriage. The two papacies are likely to be very similar in substance, but not in style. The new pope does not have the charisma of his predecessor, and he'll probably not use the mass media with the flair that John Paul, who was an actor in his youth, did. And Benedict XVI is likely to focus more on administration and be less the traveling evangelist that John Paul was.
In choosing Cardinal Ratzinger to be pope, what do you think were the choices that the cardinals made? Obviously, it's a man who's a great deal older than John Paul was when he began his papacy.
Some might see this as what's called a transitional papacy, an older man elected after a long 26-year papacy of John Paul. In any case, though, Ratzinger is the symbol of continuity. This could be seen almost as a safe choice by the College of Cardinals, nearly all of whose members were appointed by John Paul. This was a very fast election, only 4 votes in less than 2 days, practically, a sign that the College of Cardinals obviously was less divided than had been thought on the eve of the conclave. But there is one thing that I think is a little bit surprising, because what has emerged recently about the man until today known as Joseph Ratzinger was his somewhat bleak view of the Catholic Church. On Good Friday, just 8 days before the death of John Paul, the cardinal wrote the meditations that were read during the reenactment of the Stations of the Cross at the Colosseum, and he surprised many people when he said he described the Catholic Church as taking water on all sides and lamented how much filth there is in the Church, even among those who in the priesthood should belong entirely to him, how much pride, how much self-sufficiency, he said. And then even on the Easter Eve, in his homily, he said, let's wake up from our tired Christianity lacking impetus. These were rather bleak views. In hindsight, some analysts have said they may be seen as declarations of his willingness to clean up the church, to revive it.
From what you've said, it would sound that many conservative Catholics would be pleased with the selection of this pope. Liberal Catholics would likely be, you think, disappointed?
I think so. Certainly people who had hoped that the promised reforms of the Second Vatican Council would be revived. In his homilies at John Paul's funeral and at yesterday's mass before the opening of the conclave, Cardinal Ratzinger never once mentioned Vatican II. So there will be disappointment among those who had hoped for more collegiality, the church buzzword for more internal democracy, devolution of power to local bishops. Looking at his record, it's not clear whether Benedict XVI will ease up on the highly centralized church, that developed under John Paul II. What is interesting is the choice of his name. The last Benedict reigned from 1914 to 1922. He was a pacifist. He was against the war. So in choosing that name, it may be that the new pope is sending a sign of optimism, of inclusiveness, as leader of the Catholic Church.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Robert.
St. Pierre's Silvio Poggioli speaking to us from Rome.